netyarrows.com. The unofficial Netyarrows archive site, article tile : 1999 European Computer Trade Show. Special events. 1999 European Computer Trade Show author, M. Dasha Date. 2019-04-26-16-14+1000 tags. Community, events, newsgroup comments. Open 1999 Annual European Computer Trade Show, ECTS, from www.ects.com. ECTS is, as Europe's premier trade event for the interactive entertainment industry, ECTS brings together the major software publishers and developers from around the world with key buyers and press. Covering all aspects of the home and leisure software and hardware market, ECTS is where the industry comes together to do business. September, London's Olympia Exhibition Hall. This event was for industry professionals only, and not open to consumers. Photos of the 1999 European Computer Trade Show, ECTS, and Netyarrows members party. Derek Bailey's photos, which he attended all 3 days. https://www.youtube.com/hzcwjrg00y1999 European Computer Trade Show, ECTS, and Netyarrows members party. Peter Molyneux presenting Black and White to Netyarrows members, recorded by Derek Da Silva on his trusty Panasonic NVS85, and still has the original VHS alternative version capture here. Image of Peter Molyneux presenting Black and White to Netyarrows members at the 1999 European Computer Trade Show. Black and White demo from Peter Molyneux, ECTS September 1999. Black and White demo from Peter Molyneux, ECTS September 1999. Nick Ferguson's Barry Tonight's double bill, son of ECTS and G-Duckzilla. 19 January 1999:ECTS. I remember that. Well, let's just continue by saying the Konami stand was one of my favorites, boasting Metal Gear Solid, hem, bought, and finished it now, of course, but at the time it was very exciting. Plus the strangely engrossing Silent Hill, a game that impressed me so much I'm probably going to make it the one game I'm allowing myself to buy between now and the summer. There were two short demos you could play at the show, and I sat and played them both. Silent Hill, spooky, atmospheric, psychological horror, Twin Peaks meets The Fog. I'm hooked, boys. Castlevania 64 was another game I had a long shot of. Very nice to see all the familiar stuff in 3D, but I wasn't convinced of the control system, nor the quality of the graphics and animation. Why is it nobody can match Nintendo, Rare or Acclaim when it comes to programming the N64? GRRR. Interplay had a few goodies, namely Shiny's Messiah and Earthworm Jim. 3D Messiah looked amazing, and I had the knee-trembling opportunity to chat briefly with Dave Perry about it. The conversation went something like this. The very tall Dave Perry notices some street urchin with unconvincing press pass watching him play Messiah. Dave: hi there. Me: hi. Is this Messiah? Why not say him an amoeba? Dave: yeah, this is Messiah, a game we're releasing in 1999 for the PC. Me: it's, cool, the way you can take over people and set them on fire. Dave: well, this spontaneous combustion is just a feature we have for the show. The fire effect is started by a button press. In the real game you'd have to make the guy run into a fire. But you will be able to throw people over ledges and break their legs and stuff. Me: cool. No exclamation. Ferguson: say something intelligent. What else? Dave: lengthy explanation of scaling polygon tessellation technology everyone now knows about. Me: so, what machine is this running on? Dave: a P2450. Me: is there a machine here demonstrating the game's performance on a slower machine? Dave: no, but that would have been a good idea, yay. Well, excuse me, I gotta go. So, once again, sorry Dave Perry for ruining your day. Heh. The other embarrassing incident was when I got a call on my mobile and walked off the show floor into some quiet area to answer it. So engrossed was I in my conversation that it took a good few seconds before I realized I was standing in the middle of the ladies' restroom. Thankfully, this is ECTS we're talking about, so it wasn't too busy, but still a bit of a faux pas. Damn those phones. The Acclaim stand was one of my favorites, and not just because the big video screen gave me something to watch while queuing for the Metal Gear show. Turok 2 was a very impressive looking game, the N64 memory pack enhanced version, especially, and the 15 or so minutes I spent playing the opening level convinced me that, yes, this game was going on my Xmas shopping list, along with the RAM pack. And then there were those acclaimed answers. If anyone tries to tell you that the games industry isn't sad, let me assure you that judging from the desperate gazes of assorted geeks, it very much is. And this from a guy who queued to get his photo taken with the real Lara Croft. The freebies at X weren't too bad. A bumper crop from Sony, including a demo CD, a press pack, woohoo. A Taki Tekken 3 bag, and a Netarrows pen. Most of the other giveaways were pretty dull, but I was particularly chuffed with my Metal Gear Solid dog tag, and my Edge t-shirt. Lots of PC demo discs, but the only one I bothered to install was Grand Prix Legends, and it ran so slowly that it was immediately deleted. Had a bit of trouble getting the Sony Press CD to run in my PlayStation until I realized it was probably a PC disc. Anyway, notable posts from the newsgroup. Eric Dar Silva writes from Eric Dar Silva Subject 3, X, Viewpoint, 8th, 9 Sep 1999, 12 47 48 plus 0100, a big hello to everyone who attended. Dennis plus Team Park, Bob Chand, Stuart MacDonald, Nick F, James R, David Johnston, and many others. It was great to finally meet you all. : My personal highlights. Don't worry, I'll keep it brief. A. Peter Molyneux plus Black and White. B. The Sony Party! ! 20. C. Seeing Miyamoto outside the show as I arrived on Sunday, and later on checking out games on the Nintendo stand. D. The V-Funny Interplay presentation. The games looked great too, even the Star Trek 1Z. Many cool games. Crash Team Racing, Toy Story, Wipeout 3, Roll Cage 2, DK64, F. Also cool, but scarily similar to originals. Perfect Dark, GT2, Spyro the Dragon 2, things I'd rather forget. A. My hotel room. B. The incredible pain and suffering I endured carrying around all those freebies. C. Confusing Raymond 2 with tonic trouble while speaking to the nice Ubisoft lady. I'm sorry. D. The queue for Sony Party tickets. Get back, you animals! ! Derek Dar Silva. Derek Bailey writes from Burrell Subject 3, X, Viewpoint, 8th, 8 Sep 1999, 21 34 09 plus 0100. Yeah, I kinda agree with ya. The best stuff at the show for me was the Neo Geo Color Portable. Played it every day for at least an hour! Must have won when it's released officially. Currently available via import mods. Codemasters Nassim's boxing was good. It kinda grew on me over the days I attended the show. Probably get this too. But the best day was Monday when I got to go to a special preview of Lionhead's soon-to-be-released Black and White, headed by Peter Molyneux. I, and some other guys I was with, was invited by Peter when we met him in a pub off Earl's Court Road on Sunday after the show. What a piece of luck! He just happened to walk in the pub to go to the toilet! So came, and sat with us, brought us all a drink, and had a chat. This game is awesome! When it's released early next year, nothing will be close to it, trust me! Monday night, Sony Party. What can I say? What a wicked night! James Russell, C. Thanks for the ticket! Faithless Live PA, free drinks and food, those mini cheeseburgers, Sony do know how to party! Well, I'll be putting up my Arrows website shortly along with pictures from the show, also the exclusive preview of Black and White, which I have recorded on DVCam. Watch this space. Shout out to all the guys I was hanging met with during the show days. Nick Ferguson, Stuart MacDonald, Dennis Brink, Hughes, Mr. Frosty, Andy, James Russell, Robert Chan, Robert Swan, and all who I've forgotten. Sorry, Derek Bailey, Aka, Darrell. Nick Ferguson writes from Nick Ferguson Subject 3, X, Viewpoint, 8th, 9 Sep 1999, 11 1847 plus 0100. Hi all, God, Scotland's so much colder than London. BRRR. I hope my US Dreamcast arrives before the weekend. What else? Oh yeah, X, Highs, Black and White preview, and chat with Peter Molyneux meeting the NY crew by Westwood's stand. Big shout to the boys. Eating out a lot. Dreamcast looking great, Soul Calibur, and Hot 2, Perfect Dark, despite being the hoary old E3 demo getting respect as a semi-bonafide member of the press. People knowing Looney Games, and saying hi, etc. Not meeting anyone from Rare. Free food and drink, thanks, Sony, Joytech Girls, and those Union Jack tops, woo-ho. Seeing lots of famous industry people into Play's Piss Take video screening freebies, Inc. Sony bag, t-shirts, and demo CDs, Mr. Frosty helping out a damsel, Reed, babe, in distress. The picture in her wallet was her brother, man. Lowe's, hot, hot, hot Sony stand. Not lagging a free Neo Geo tiredness, Reed. being an unfit geek, spending too much dollar, not being able to hear many of the games, not as many fit willing drink match only women as last year, not getting enough pictures on the show, see above, not getting to see GTA 2 in action, getting up cast before 10 a.m, not seeing even a whisker of Miyamoto, the wily midget, too many pimple-faced kids getting in. Call security. No Get Base, or Shenmue, indeed, no official Sega presence in general, Londoners, no offense, DN is getting a letter in Edge, it had to happen eventually, did anyone really want those PlayStation black plastic bags? Special Acts Weirdo Award, that malformed chick in the PlayStation ad, Bob Chan's girlfriend. The lows seem to outnumber the highs, so it must have been a crap show. But I enjoyed myself. Eh? Nick's Notable Games, TM. Good, interesting, Rare N64 Trio, obviously, Gran Turismo 2, Giants, Resident Evil 3, Dino Crisis, Whip 3 Out, Soul Calibur, Hot 2, Trick Style, Resident Evil GB, MDK 2, Messiah, again, Prince of Persia 3D, Konami's Be Many Things, Korea Games and Everyone, rightly, ignored, Kiddy Software, i.e. that play mobile farming thing, Undamalami, Total Soccer GB, exclamation, Super Smash Bros, Shadowman, Rogue Spear, Micro Machines 4, Nassim Boxing, Mud and Blood 64, plus a whole lot I forget, crap, boring, disappointing, obviously pre-alpha, Titus Entire Stand, a depressing number of racing games, Nintendo showing three-year-old games like Mario, WTF, Turok Rage Wars, all the South Park games, and all uninspired genre clones, excluding Resident Evil 3, which has zombies, PC strategy sim games i.e. Blue Byte Software, No Fear Racing, all of my those games, and GTA 2, they wouldn't let me see them, C&C, Renegade, anything by the self-styled Hex Heroes, and everything else, and with my wrath suitably vented. Nick F. Delete as applicable, www.sacknit.co.uk/www.lunagames.com www.netheroes.com Rookie1 Game Over, man. Game Over. Stuart MacDonald writes from Stuart MacDonald Subject 3, X, Viewpoint, Date 3, 9 Sep 1999 11 1905 plus 0100. Well, it was my first X, so I can't make any comparisons, but there were a few games that did grab me. Virgin had a few interesting games, if you could take the sauna-like heat for more than a few minutes. Messiah looks fantastic, if you're into third-person games. Evolver was interesting, but the levels looked a bit boring and samey. Earthworm Jim 3D finally finished, and looks as if it could be good. Sony's Stand was okay. Not being into racing games, I found Crash Team Racing fun, better than Speed Freaks anyway. International Track and Field wasn't bad until you got to the Hammer, then it was impossible. Did anyone that played it qualify? Found I couldn't score in This Is Football, we ended up cycling right through the goalkeeper in taking penalties. I guess more playtime would possibly cure that. I got pretty hooked on Unreal Tournament in the Oriel 3D Stand, where there was three linked machines, it played much smoother than Unreal, and the weapons felt better. Might satisfy until Team Fortress 2. Neo Geo Pocket was cool, I love the stick controller, but I didn't really see any games for it that grabbed me, maybe I missed something, I'll wait a bit, and see what else comes out for it. Nintendo left me cold a bit. Jet Force Gemini looks like it could get really playable, but the areas I played seemed empty. Perfect Dark was GoldenEye with a new set of clothes. Ramble over. There's lots more to talk about, but this will do for now. Big hello to all the NY folk I met, hope there weren't too many hangovers after the Sony party. Stuart. DN is Drink You Is Rights from DN is Drink You Is Subject 3, X, Viewpoint, Batemon. 13 Sep 1999 9 24 11 plus 0200. Nigel Critton wrote, Black and White Preview, and Chat with Peter Molyneux. I'm surprised he managed to get into the place, did they have to widen the doors for his ego? For a man that hasn't done anything decent, since Populous 2 he seems to be in the press a lot, I suppose Black and White could be good but I've not seen it yet. Nigel. Don't bother to flame me saying how great he is. Please, it's just a waste of time. I can understand your opinion towards him. It's just the fact that he's got this great reputation, and he's media mad. He did some impressive work in the past at Bullfrog, and he's one of the insiders at the top that does show his opinion towards the industry. As you might have understood, Black and White was definitely the best game I saw during the X, and no games looked impressive anymore after seeing B&W. I must correct you on the ego as well. One of my friends knows him rather well, and he told us well that this man has the ego of a king, but when we met him, he wasn't this way at all. He came into a pub to go to the toilet, we asked him to join us for a drink, and we all thought he would take off. It even looked like he was going to take off. But he didn't, instead, he joined us, and we had a great chat. He didn't have much time so he invited us over the next day to come to his hotel. This does not sound like a man with a giant ego to me. He invited about 10 strangers he'd never saw before. Then when he showed us the game, he did say how good he liked it, but he wasn't actually bragging about it. I think this is a guy we can learn something of, and with me there are a lot others, who agree I suppose. Bien is not. More info on etc. 99 Some press notes of the 1999 etc. A French reports account of etc. 99 English clicking says I, or it's here you'll see a short review of some popular booths with photos. Eurogamer and CNN Edition members homepages studios Kremlin interactive comments are open. Your name, or alias, required colon, your plain text comment, required colon, your entered name, and comment will be displayed above this form. There is no reply notifications, or editing of comments. Spam, swearing or off-topic comments will be removed.